So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees.
My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
Has it stopped raining?
Were you in your car when that thing hit?
For the love of God in heaven.
That was a toad choker.
I was driving through it this morning at 10 o'clock.
Yeah.
I could
go under any overpasses?
Thank God.
When you say spotted the ocean, I was spotting the ocean every 15 feet on Ward Parkway.
Oh, my word.
Now, a tropical deluge.
It was insane. We need it so bad. But I was on a highway when that thing hit. And I'm like, okay, yeah, we're supposed to get a little bit of rain. I'm like, do I need to pull over?
I could barely see maybe 30 feet in front of me.
Yeah, it was bad.
And it was bad.
I don't know why when people see a giant puddle, no matter the size of the vehicle, because the car that was in front of me was a Toyota 4Runner, should be able to handle it. Move to the middle of the road, people. Don't just drive straight through the puddle. I was literally blind for like 14 seconds driving down Ward Parkway getting into work.
You cannot get behind or beside a semi because they are all among the safest drivers out there, and I don't deny that. I'm not saying that.
But those are high-profile...
The spray that comes off that thing scares me to death. And so you get in that situation where you're like, all right, do I drive 40 miles an hour a safe distance behind him? Mm-hmm. Do I go around and punch it in pouring rain and try?
So I'm down at Creative Planning this morning. I am trying to figure out at what point in my life I can retire.
Oh, God.
What?
Are we talking in a week or?
No, we're not. No, we're not in a week.
Tomorrow's Friday.
But I will tell you this. I had a moment today that was rather sobering, literally and figuratively. I had to sign my own will.
Good.
No, not good. Good, but not good. When you're reading documents and there are pages and pages and pages of a will, and the first words are, upon Scott's death.
Yeah.
And you're reading literally documents that are going to dictate what happens to you when you're no longer here. It is a sobering moment.
Yeah. I'm proud of
you. Do you have a will?
We do. I'm proud of you for getting that done.
You're taking control of your future.
You are taking control of your future.
And I'm whatever is left.
Glad that you did that.
What'd you say, Sam?
I said, or you're not future.
And then you have copies on file. Like, my mom and dad have done all of those things, and they say, look, this is the phone number you call. This is where the fireproof safe box is located. It's supposed to make it easier. I still think we make it way, way too complicated to die in this country.
Well, so I said to the lawyer, whose name is Scott, a very nice guy, and graduated KU in 2008. I'm like, you're just a puppy. And so I said, when I die, you know, it's not if, it's when I die, you're telling me all my kids have to do is call this office.
Yeah.
And you guys will take care of everything. And he looks at me and goes,
yeah,
we'll take care of everything.
And we are not complicated people. You don't own property in Switzerland or, you know, Bitcoin in faraway places I can't pronounce.
I did own Bitcoin until she took it from me.
You know, I think they can be very, very complicated. Those documents don't need to be. I've always wondered, during cable news breaks, it'll say, you know, you need a will. Call 1-888, we'll write your will. And I'm like, yes. I mean, yes, but... Are we sure that that's the best way to go about? Like, I want a real human being. I mean, you know, yeah. I go through UMB Private Wealth, shameless right. plug. I want like them to like call Patty. They know that. Call Patty and call Scott.
And so By the way,
you're on my list of people to call.
Thank you.
If I get hit by a bus, which I'm not going to do.
So I have a little packet down in the basement in the storage closet. And I called Sarah on my way home from signing my will. And I said, God forbid, I hydroplane today and die in a car wreck. Here's where all the paperwork is. Here's where the money is. Here's how we're going to divvy it up. And so I divvied it up 20% to T, 40% to Maya, 40% to Sarah.
Yeah.
And Sarah is the executor of my account. And then if I'm on life support, this will be troubling, the two of them, Maya and Sarah, have to agree to take me off life support.
I could be the tiebreaker.
That would be fine.
Here we go.
Let me let you.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
Know if I'm on life support,
yeah,
take me off.
Oh, I know. You've said this so many times on this program. Mm-hmm. So many times on this program.
I don't want to go out that way.
You know, every once in a while they get one mixed up where there is an like rogue story in our stack where it's like man wakes up at morgue.
No.
There is a story in the stack about that today.
No, there is not.
Is there really?
There
is there really?
Okay, can we just break that down? How does that happen? When EMS is called and then they call it and then you're in the ambulance and they're like, okay, there's no activity here. Then you go to the hospital. Does no one else double check someone's work?
The idea of medical death has been controversial for a very long time, and there's good reason for it because we have decided in a split second this person is dead.
And well, if you're brain dead.
Well, we've seen many cases at the story in the stack. I don't want to spoil it, but let's just say that she was in a certain type of fabric with a zipper on top, ready to go to a place to be taken care of.
She was going to the morgue.
And sat up.
No kidding.
Wouldn't you, though, if that was you, as horrifying as that is, I do not wish that on anyone. However, if it happened, wouldn't you just love to freak the blank out of everyone in that moment and be like, excuse me?
Yeah.
You sit up. Hey, guys, what's going on?
Well, we've always heard the stories about like the speakers that people put in their coffins or in their caskets. I want to be one of those guys. It's like, hello? Somebody! Just a speaker coming out of my casket.
Or you're in your casket and you go,
I just feel like more than one people should like in tandem have to sign off on death.
What do you mean?
You know, you see that like in the movies, they go, I'm calling it 1212. I'm calling it. Someone else needs to recall it. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, be sure.
And there are checks and balances in place, but we don't know all of the intricate inner workings of the human body, right? We, from our knowledge, may be perceiving this person as dead. They don't have a heart rate, whatever. But this lady obviously met all of that criteria.
Wait, back up. You mean
a pulse?
Brain.
Well, if you don't have a heart, then you're a heartbeat, you're dead.
You don't think they didn't check this lady's pulse before they put her in a body bag?
I agree with you, Sam.
I'll tell you this. I was the one who had to make the decision about my dad. There was no double checking. Nobody looked at my brother and said, Beaver, do you agree?
Well, that's different when you're pulling somebody off life support, but the medical death controversy is when a doctor or EMS professional, somebody is declaring somebody dead based on X, Y, and Z circumstances. Lack of a pulse, brain activity, things like that.
Well, my dad had he was brain dead.
Right, exactly.
And in there, that
there
case,
was no other choice.
A little more cut and dry.
But, you know, that sent me down a path of alcoholism because I felt like I'd killed my dad. I literally felt like I had killed my dad.
Right. So it is even more important that you did this today because your wishes are now written down.
Yes.
You give, everyone has that. Your attorney has it. They have that directive. They know what to do. And then it takes the emotion. It doesn't take the emotion out of it. It inserts logic and law into an otherwise very emotional time.
What it does is it says, this is what I want.
This is what he wants.
And if I'm on life support, I'm out.
Cremated or buried?
Cremated.
Yeah. And you know what? Now that Maya's a pilot, she should just sprinkle you all over the world. I mean, that'd be kind of cool, right?
That is illegal.
Frowned upon.
Yet illegal.
Dropping something out of a plane over a populated area is a federal crime, whether it is dust or not.
It's not like you'd hit the ground.
Honey, do you have dandruff?
Don't ask for permission.
Honey, it looks like you have dandruff.
Dana, I'll
just say, that's somebody else's body remains.
Without getting into too much detail, it's not just ash left in the bag. Mm-hmm.
Don't you remember the listener that called in last week and said, maybe you were gone, Sam, when this happened. I don't know if it was a grievance, but he said, I have some experience with this. We went to launch Fred into the wind, and Fred ended up on my jacket. Fred ended up on the cars. Fred ended up in my hair.
So I want to be cremated, and I would like for my remains, you're my witness, to be left, if it's possible, on the beach in Cancun.
Okay.
That's what I would like.
I'll take you down there.
913-586.
Don't mind if I do.
Bye.
Let's get this on the road.
913-586-7798 here on Dana and Parks.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.